This is Al Graham for the Big Wolf Z94 Department of Public Affairs, and we thought you might like to know. The question is not whether President Obama lied or not. The question is, does the president and our leaders in Washington think we are that gullible or that stupid? Those we have elected to serve we the people decided long before Obamacare that they knew what was best for us because we the people just didn't get it. Well, I beg to differ. My good friend Miss Rebecca Ogden wrote an article published in the Baxley News Banner a couple of weeks ago that made the point I've been making for years. It's all about power and money. The power in the hands of a few, and most of our hard-earned tax money being spent in places not benefiting we the people. Folks, it's time we began to see and understand that what's happening now is just part of a bigger plan to take away our freedom and our rights. Most of you know the subject matter of the scandals our president has claimed he knew nothing about until he heard about it or read about it. Well, let's be real. Our president has all the tools and the power to have his finger on the nuclear button, but doesn't know how to tell the truth, doesn't know what's going on. As Harry Truman said, the buck stops here, with the president, period. As I've said before, I've never seen so many men and a few women screw up anything as much as they have our country. They have spread their divide to the people in the country. Our democracy is crumbling right in front of us, and we don't even seem to care. I ask you, who in Washington has done anything but give lip service to the needs of the people? What about gas prices? What about the increasing cost of food and clothing for our families? What about the increase in your utility bill every month? Have you ever looked at the taxes and the fees on your phone bill? Well, take a look at it. That one item will tell you all you need to know. We are beyond the warning bell. The boulder is rolling and getting larger. It's time, in your own way, to stand up and say we have had enough. It's past time for our voices to be heard. It is time for the people to call on those we elected to do what we as a people want done. From the spending of $750,000 for another lake for our county by the commissioners, to the core program power grab in our schools, to the halls in the state capitol, to the dog and pony show being put on by Democrats and Republicans in Washington. I repeat the question I started out with. Are we as gullible and as stupid as our leaders seem to think we are? I want to believe we are not. But you know what? We the people are going to have to get out of that let someone else speak out or stand up, I don't have time for it mode. That's a change we all had better make. If these few words represent you or how you feel, I'd like to know about it. Email me at al@wbyz94.com. or call me at 367-3000, or stop me on the street. My goal is to encourage, stimulate, and to remind you, we are in a very serious state of affairs. And when we see our leadership allow our military to take God out of the oath and stand silently by as Christians are murdered in countries all over the world that we're sending our treasure to, if we are to remain a blessed country, it's time. This is Al Graham for the Big Wolf Z94 Department of Public Affairs, and we thought you might like to know.